What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Flagrant 2. No easy buckets. Analysis by assholes. Water cooler commentary for your sports needs. We are back here. And I think that Austin Rivers is the most trash basketball player I've ever seen in entire life.
That was kind of unnecessary.
No, it is necessary. And I'll tell you why. I was watching a replay of Clippers OKC game.
Okay.
And I've never seen a waste of athleticism like this in my entire life. I'm not saying he's an elite athlete.
Explain.
Not saying he's an elite athlete, but he could be the stupidest offensive player I've ever seen. He's the Ron Burgundy of basketball. He dials up what he's going to do in his head, and then that's what he executes. You know how like Bruce Lee was a formless version of martial arts? Like, whatever you throw at me, I'm going to use that and then go with that. He is the antithesis of that. Like, he goes, this is every single move.
He has zero improvisation in his game.
This is every single play. Ready? Ball gets swung to him. Jab step to the right. Dribble to the left, but not to the basket. Fake crossover up top. Kick. Nothing else. I've never seen him make a layup penetrate into the basket. It is mind-boggling to me how little, I guess, improv you could say there is in his offensive arsenal.
You know what he reminded me of for a while?
Garbage?
Aside from that, because I was a big Austin Rivers fan in like high school. Like, I watched him in high school
looks
and college.
I was so confused by this. I watched college and high school tapes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude,
he's going to be the shit. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Son of a coach. Like, all this other shit. Like, you think
son of a
awesome.
Coach. And you have no basketball IQ.
Zero.
Bro, it's jacking up threes whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
But the thing that concerns me is like, you don't need that many moves to be effective in the league.
Nah.
You just need to be able to predict. It's almost like pitching and hitting.
Uh-huh.
Like if you listen to Barry Bonds, right? He'll go, I used to study the fuck out of these pitchers, and I know what they were going to throw, and then I hit it. Oh, you follow a curveball, the slider, I'm taking this out the park.
And I feel like Rivers has been in the league long enough where there's no reason why he's playing the way he plays.
Rivers has been in the upside down.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's any... It's mind-boggling to
me. He reminds me of very bad Lonzo Ball. Like, Lonzo Ball was playing, like, awful earlier this season.
Okay.
I'm looking at him. I'm like, this is Austin Rivers. This is exactly how Austin Rivers plays.
I think you're just doing a light-skin thing.
I know you think it's gonna be a light-skin.
Lonzo don't shoot. That's all Austin Rivers does.
He doesn't shoot, but he literally can't catch and shoot.
Nothing.
Every shot Lonzo Ball gets, if it's wide open, he has to do a step back. Like, he has to do a step back every single time.
Right.
Because he brings the ball to the left of his body all the time.
He brings it across his defender.
Across his, exactly. Yeah. So, like, even
so
if he beats
back.
You left, he's still bringing it back here.
Right.
So it's like,
beats you right.
Left,
beats you
right.
Can get it
if he beats you right, he's got to bring it back to the left for some reason.
Yeah.
So, he reminds me of, like, bad Lonzo. Like, as far as, like, they're still... They're probably just as athletic as each other. Like, Lonzo's pretty athletic. But,
dude,
I'll give Lonzo credit. He has a way higher basketball IQ than Austin Rivers does.
It's just shocking that I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's like, you know those scenes in a movie where an alien comes in and he tries to be a human? You know what I mean? Like,
he's trying to blend in, and then like three or four people are like, there's something not quite right about that Austin Rivers.
Exactly, right? It's like he high fives, but it's too hard.
Yeah.
You're like, why don't you know how to high five? That's how Austin plays basketball.
He's like,
he's like a conehead.
He's a conehead. He plays basketball like a conehead. It's like predetermined. Somebody is typing into his computer what he's going to do. You know what it is? He plays basketball like 2K. You know how you do the move and then it's executed?
And then, like, you get mad at the controller, like,
I didn't say
I did the move. I did the move. I'm supposed to do
you
it.
You can see him talking to himself like it's 2K as he's walking back of the court. I didn't say in and out. I didn't do that. Why did it happen?
No, that's whack.
Ron Burgundy of basketball.
Legitimately, and I'm not even saying this is a joke, he made me respect Doc Rivers as a coach less. I'm not even saying that as a joke. I was like, is Doc that great of a coach? His son plays like this?
Really?
Bro, aren't you enabling your son? Like, I honestly feel if you let him flop out of the league, it would force him to develop an offensive arsenal that was potent at this level.
I don't think there's any way. I mean, like, it's starting to really... I mean, mind you, he's gotten better, but he's still not... the player that we thought he would be coming out of high school or college.
Energy, Kaz. I'm getting tired watching him. Yeah. 14 dribbles to just pass the ball.
He doesn't play smart. He's like watching. He's exactly. You know who he reminds me of a little bit as well?
What?
Sebastian Telfair.
Mm. Oh, like, interesting.
Yeah.
Where you watch him in high school and college and you see what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, by the time he gets to the pros, when he's with actual pro players and actual pro scouts and college coaches and coaches or whatever, they're going to fix all that because the raw talent's there.
Right.
But they're gonna fix that and turn him into a real player.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, he's still the same guy.
It's because he knows he's getting minutes.
He was in high school. Yeah.
Daddy's like, there. Daddy's going to put him in the game. And on some level, I'm sure daddy trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm sure he's a formidable defender. He understands the plays. He's going to be in the right position.
Well, there's also a rumor that Doc Rivers' daughter, who is bad, by the way.
Oh, she's a fox. Absolutely.
Is impregnated by Paul George. So
really?
Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, I don't know if. I heard she's out there jersey chasing. That's what I mean.
Why does she have the jersey chase, though?
I know she got jerseys. Like,
so is Doc.
She got jerseys.
This ain't your big break. Like, your dad's probably going to be a Hall of Fame coach.
She learned that from her dad. Isn't that what Doc did as Clippers president? Just sign everybody that used to be good?
Probably.
Hey, Paul Pierce, come over.
Probably.
Yo, but real talk, that's why, you know how Austin's always looking upset?
Mm.
Yeah,
he's always looking depressed and shit like that. Wouldn't you feel that way if the entire NBA was smashing your sister?
The entire other team is telling you they fucked your daughter.
I'm gonna cross you over, score on you, and then finger your sister later. Okay, I'm taking your sister to Joe Shanghai, and then afterwards we're going back to
that's
the
gotta town. Be yo. Rampant though, man.
If we ever saw Austin Rivers. If at least me, I get my ass beat. Because there's no way if I'm Austin Rivers, I let this shit slide.
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
What you mean? Oh.
I'm not.
We're going to bump into him and we're going to have words. But I hope this encourages him to get better. Like, if I can see that your offense is so true, I could D you up.
The good thing about
it. I already know. I could D you up within a team structure. One-on-one, you'll destroy me. But within a team structure, I already know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're gonna miss the layup.
He would destroy.
I sincerely
you.
Doubt
he
that.
Would destroy you.
He would destroy you.
He would destroy
you. Like, I was with you up until that last part.
No,
like,
listen, he'll get by me, but I'll call out what he's gonna do
because he already told you. That's your only hope in a fight too. Is he's gonna be like left cross?
Yo, left. And then you duck. I knew that was coming.
Right hook, and you're gonna know.
Yeah, you scored, but I decided what it was.
Like, just because you get hit in the face and you called it doesn't mean you're still gonna get hit in the face. Like, you don't get extra points for that. But it's what it is, man.
Left hook KO me.
See, I called it though.
Anyway, well, I mean, whatever. I don't care if we start out with some negativity. It's just I was just watching this game.
Like, we can't, like,
you came
like,
in mad, low energy. I know where you were going.
No, because I was already. It was bubbling inside of me, and the reason why is because I was watching this game, and I'm watching Lou Williams, who has the most beautiful. Like, I get emotional talking about this guy. Dude, his game is so gorgeous. It's like, you know when you look at the Mona Lisa and you're like, what is the Mona Lisa thinking about? Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Lou Williams' touch. Like, I nobody like has and, a softer touch.
Him and Jamal Crawford are the same bold as me.
But Jamal works hard.
He does.
And Lou is so effortless and everything is reactive. Mm-hmm. It's like water. Like, Lou should do circumcisions. Just the way that he is so refined in his ability to, like, get a shot off with the minimal effort. I don't even see him sweat. I've never seen him go. It should, and then how can that be on the same team with a garbage man of a basketball player? Awesome.
Lou Williams is a guy I've known for a while. He was in my same high school class as so I watched him played against him a bunch of times in like AAU. And he was Iverson in high school. Like, he was the same height.
Yeah.
He put up massive numbers. Like, you would always hear, like, through the grapevine, like, yeah, Lou Williams had, like, 54 last night or 47, whatever. And it's like, he has, and guys like him, like your Jamal Crawfords, your, like, Nate Robinsons, I guess, but Nate Robinson makes it a little harder. If you're not an NBA star, right, if you're not, like, a A1 alpha LeBron, Dirk, you know, Durant, Curry type of dude. Isn't this like the most ideal position for an NBA player?
Yeah.
The coach says, yo, we're not going to start you, but you're going to come in, and as soon as you come in, chuck. Just chuck and chuck and chuck. And if you're not chucking, you're sitting.
Bro.
That is the dream NBA
Who is the guy that started that?
Michael Williams Johnson.
Yeah.
Vinny Johnson.
Okay, word.
Vinny Johnson.
I would say Vinny Johnson was the first guy like, yo, just come off the bench and just
give me buckets.
But that feels like a newer thing to me. And my basketball knowledge.
It's probably newer. I mean, like, there was who else?
Like, I remember Manu, the first guy that was like, you should start, but you're just going to come off the bench and you're going to win sixth man of the year every year.
I guess, like, Rip Hamilton was one for a little while.
J.R. Smith has been one.
Gosh, who else? J.R. Smith.
But the microwave role has become more important in NBA. But there's something about Lou's game, and I guess Jamal as well, but you know, these guys are just professional scorers. Mm-hmm. Go out there and get buckets.
Malik Monk is probably going to be another one.
Malik could be.
Comes in, just chuck. Just chuck as soon as you can.
It's just one of those things where, like, there's certain players that if they accepted this role, they could have incredible NBA careers.
Well, you got to prove it first, though.
I'm just saying, Melo is nothing better than a six man. There's
really.
I mean, he's barely.
I've thought about that. He could be the greatest six man ever.
Melo would be the greatest six man ever, and I think that at whatever team he was on, if they were playoff contenders, immediately become championship contenders. 20 minutes a game.
He would never accept.
He would never accept it because his ego's too big. But he is a trash starting player. Like,
I don't think he's trash.
No. I honestly, you can't pay him little enough.
No,
I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious.
Mind you, I've been off the Melo train for a while.
The fish rots from the head down. Knicks are 7-5 when we're recording this podcast right now. OKC 5-7,
And they just lost to the Sacramento Kings that we just trounced by 30.
You know Porzingis, what I mean? Listen, everything, I think we need to apologize to Phil Jackson. Besides the triangle offense, all decisions that he made are starting to come and showcase themselves in the light right now. Besides a triangle,
just getting rid of
Carmelo. He understood the value of cutting out the cancer. Carmelo was so bad as a player for the team, just for the team morale. Chris Paul is like this too.
Yeah.
But they're so bad for team morale that it would inhibit the growth of Porzingis and the other players on the team. The second you cut the cancer out, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes did Porzingis play last night? 25? He put up 34
25 and 14 active minutes. He put up 34
points. What does that mean, active?
Like, as, like, the game's, like, running up and down. Like, not, like, sitting on the free throw line or, like, timeout. Like, because all that accumulates. But, like, an actual game time minutes, he only played 14 minutes and he put up 34 points.
I mean, this is...
Which is...
Unbelievable. Can you do that with Melo?
No. And at this point, and it's like... Gosh, and I hate shitting on Melo because I was such a big fan of his, and like
I was never a fan.
Let's not be personal.
Let's talk about it, man. I think because I'm still of the ilk of, you know, you gotta wait till Christmas to see what this team really is.
OKC or Knicks,
both.
Any NBA team, like, you don't really know who they are until Christmas.
That's fair. I would say All Star break, honestly.
All Star break.
That's
too.
Fair.
All Star break
okay.
too. But there is no denying, like, the culture is night and day without Melo on that team.
I don't
want to just put it just on Melo. I don't know if it's like, you know, you got Jarrett. You got a nice mix of veterans and young talent.
You know what it is, Kaz.
And they all love you. They all love playing for each other. They all hustle for each other.
Who did they not like playing for? Who did they not like hustling for? They were afraid when Melo was on the team. These players were afraid to shoot the ball. They were afraid. When I watched Garbage Time yesterday, yes, it's Garbage Time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching
but
guys.
They're up,
Chuck,
cheering.
They are having fun. Kylo Quinn.
Kylo Quinn's a baller. He's the most like perfectly placed player on that team.
He's kind of our Draymond.
Not a starter.
Nope.
He comes off the bench.
Much worse.
He does exactly
but
what's asked for him.
Workhorse, plays D. An underrated passer.
Yes. 7 assists today.
Bro.
7 assists Saturday.
And dime some of them. Not just kick out. I'm talking about like no
shoot
look.
Shoot a three, like
bang.
Layup. Like,
bro.
It's a bunny.
Bro, I love O'Quinn, but when you see guys actually having fun and playing together and with incredible admiration for Porzingis that they did not have for Melo.
There is, I'll say this. There was an unnamed NBA player that I had a conversation with.
Okay.
Around this time last year, when I think the Knicks started around like 12-10 or something.
Okay.
It looked all right, but it wasn't, you know, it was a lot of iso ball. Like, right. Derrick Rose looked pretty good, but it was just, you know, whatever.
Right.
This unnamed player was just like, I was like, yo, what's the deal? Why isn't this working?
Yeah.
He's like, he's just selfish, man. He's just selfish.
Who's he
talking to? Mello. Talking about Mello.
Yeah,
he's like, bro, like if he just like bought in, like I feel like we could, like we have the talent. Like I see the talent.
Yep.
But like he just doesn't buy. He's just selfish.
The ego is so massive. It's a black hole. It's absorbing everything around him. It absorbs the confidence of all the players around him. I'm seeing McDermott put up 15 shots a game, and he's not. He needs to hit more shots. If you ask me personally, but the fact that he even has the self-esteem at this point, you think he's chucking those up with Mello?
No, absolutely not.
When you get a rebound,
the ball doesn't stop. That's my only thing.
And it stops for Zingas, and we're Gucci with that.
Yeah, because
that's
you're
what
not.
Just stop for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you get him for. Like, you're not. He has. It should stop for poor Zingas because he has the most unguardable shot in all of basketball. He's 7'3". I'm going to put the ball right here and shoot off the glass. And try and block it. And the only way it's missing it is if I'm off, because you're not affecting this at
all. Nothing you could do.
You know what I mean? So
you know, I haven't seen nearly as much Knicks as you guys. Let me say a few things. One, he could be like a Yao Ming 2.0. Like, Yao kind of reminded me that. Put in the post, I don't have a ton of... He's skinnier than Yao even, but like... Yeah. Just off the glass, high release, you can't block it. Extend it outside a little bit. Second of all, Phil's biggest mistake, I don't even think it was a triangle. It was a no-trade clause for Mello.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. The one thing. When Phil was doing it, I was like, I trust him, but this is not good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a bad move.
Fair enough.
And Mello, I think, is a cancer as an alpha. Everybody talks about Olympic Mello, and I believe in Olympic Mello because I watched those two Olympics. And he just can't be your alpha. And that's why I think still OKC could work, because Russ is going to be the alpha.
Okay, so one thing I want to address about that, and this is something that I have to address for Mello and also Chris Paul. When I say, okay, they, how do I explain it? Not every player is an alpha that you play with. Mello has an alpha energy that is intimidating to betas. And when it intimidates betas, they're not going to play to the best of their ability.
Right.
LeBron has an energy. Steve Nash had an energy that kind of uplifts betas.
And it's sharing the ball. It's called sharing the rock.
It is sharing the rock. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. But like Kobe didn't have and he didn't share the ball, but he didn't have an energy that uplifted betas. Do you know what I mean? So it's like Mello can thrive when he's with other alphas.
But that's because the only true beta Kobe had was Pau Gasol. And he was an unselfish star. He was somebody that would be, you know.
And Kobe really buttered him up because they related to each other on some Euro shit.
Yeah, and on top of that, like Kobe, I just went through 4 years of like just shitty Laker teams. He's like, get me somebody, anybody.
Yeah.
I'll be so grateful. I won't chase him out, I swear to God. He got Powell and he was I'm not fucking this up.
You know what's funny is you always hear about these great players making everybody around them better. LeBron is the only one I can definitively say that for. Jordan retired for 2 years. The next year, year and a half, the next year they made it to the conference semifinals.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You lost the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
Without him, you still go to the conference semifinals.
Yeah.
Did he make you better? You see what I'm saying? Did he make...
Because Pippen was going to
Luke Longley better?
It seemed like. Pippen...
No, it's a great point. So here's the thing. If you don't make people better, you got to be so good that that's okay. Mello and Chris Paul are not so good that that's okay. Jordan.
I'm just saying as a general point, we always hear, they got to make the guys around them better.
Absolutely.
LeBron is the only one that really does it.
Yeah. And there's a few guys that do it, but Nash, these types of guys like you said, who pass the ball.
Curry makes his teammates better.
And he also leads in a way, I don't care what you say, what you want. These motherfuckers are dancing like they're the Jets on defense. Yeah. Like they are having fun, bro. Like
they've been having fun for like the past 4 or 5 years. Like you've never seen any type of even tension. Like even after they blew the 3-1 lead, they came back more together.
They
came back more together and had more fun. It was more of an asshole, especially when they got KD.
Like we would have no clue how bad a dancer KD was if it wasn't for the camaraderie that they built on the Warriors. All I'm trying to say is now the Knicks have that, and you removed one thing from the Knicks.
So let's talk more about this, right?
Okay.
When it comes to this Knicks team, the reason why I like them and why injuries permitting, I really do like them as a strong playoff team in the Eastern Conference. Because not because of the players they have, but the type of players that they have. You know what I'm saying? Porzingis took the leap this year, megastar. Like you need those to be good in any year. It doesn't matter who.
Someone could give
team.
You 40.
Somebody who could you could blink and you could just pencil in 30 for him.
That's it.
Right?
A guy who will win you a playoff game by himself.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You got Enes Kanter, who I'll be the first person to admit I was not fucking with Enos when he first got here. He's third in the league in field goal percentage. He only plays the best stat of him. He's averaging a double-double, 14 and 10. Mm-hmm. He plays 25 minutes a game.
Bro.
He's not even getting starter minutes. He's getting like good bench guy minutes.
And hounding
the boards. And bullying people. Yeah. And he's the perfect complement to Porzingis stretching the floor,
son,
right?
What real quick, not to cut you off, but I love what he said. He goes, just shoot. This is what he said to Porzingis. No ego. I'll get the rebound. Mm. And when you have a guy who just submits that way, when you have a guy that just goes,
everyone else falls in line. Everyone else falls in line, man.
Of course, he got no ego. The man almost got detained on international water. Of course, I'm just happy to be in America. Do whatever the fuck you want.
We were one phone call away to get sent back to Turkey.
I need the quick route too. Boards a game, where you're going back to Erdogan, and he's gonna handle you.
You're a hop skipping away from Ellis Island, bro. We can send you out of here fast. You
just
better
slowly
ball
moving
out.
Closer to Turkey. He was safe in OKC. Now you want a rebound? Now you want to play D? All right, I see what it is. That's what we need. More guys from like war torn countries, almost. You know what I mean? Like at any point in time, shit could pop off in Lithuania, wherever the fuck Porzingis is from.
You think that's why Serge's game fell off? He just got comfy in America. Serge Ibaka.
Yeah,
he's up in Toronto now, where it's mad international.
We need a little more drama out there.
Send him to LA. Watch how fast he gets his act together. Send him to the Knicks or Brooklyn. They'd be like, oh shit. All right.
So keep going. The Knicks team.
All right. So you know we got Courtney Lee, super underrated. Who's always been criminally underrated in his NBA career.
Cool.
Right? Like the prototypical 3 and D dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr., contract notwithstanding, he's a guy who, when he's hot, I don't know if he's a top 10 shooting guard, but he's a top shooting guard when he gets...
I like Hardaway.
He's put up 30 a couple times. Like when he's got it going, he doesn't lack confidence at all, which is what I like in my shooting guards, and he just puts them up. And the point guard position is as stable as it's ever been in my life as a Knicks fan.
Jarrett Jack, Frankie Smokes.
That's all I need. I've always been a fan of, mind you, I'm a fan of these guys. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Currys and Westbrooks and Marburys and the Iversons and guys that could dance on you and do all this other shit. Outside of Stephen Curry, when do they actually get you wins? They don't.
Maybe Kyrie now.
Maybe.
But Kyrie will get you wins even Steph and Kyrie will get you wins as scorers. They don't really get you wins as distributors. And I've had this point, if the game has changed where the point guard position is not what wins it for you.
No.
In the playoffs, you need guys who get you two.
Everybody
you three.
Can handle now. Everybody you don't need handle. A guy. They can all create offense.
If you're a point guard, you can really only affect the ball. You can only affect the game defensively against one player.
Yeah, that's true.
Traditional point guards can't guard shit.
That's true.
So you need your threes and fours to be your best players.
And you're a liability. Which is why, like, the Knicks right now, I mean, God bless Jarrett Jack being, like, the prototypical veteran, you know, I'm going to step in and, you know, eventually this is all going to be yours, my son. Like, on some Lion
King
shit. Like, one day all of Pride Rock will be yours.
What kind of damage do you see them doing in the playoffs? You see them as a playoff team.
Best case scenario, they could win a playoff series, I think.
So here's the thing. Who realistically right now in the East is washing the Knicks? Think about it like that.
I'll put it like this.
Who's good in the East?
I think the Celtics are very good. Very, very good. I think the Cavaliers will eventually get it together. They have LeBron James. They'll flip the switch one day.
I'm with you on the Cavs. Celtics, we got two rookies playing major parts in that team. Mm-hmm. You give me a 7-game series with some rooks.
Mm.
They're not going to be able to handle 30-year Porzingis.
This is true. This is very true. That's going to be a load for them. But I believe in Kyrie's big game experience.
I'm being sarcastic. The Knicks got one guy with any kind of experience, period, and that's Chris. And he's never been in the playoffs.
None of them have real playoff experience.
No, there's no playoff experience.
But my thing is this.
But a rook is a rook.
When the game slows down in the playoffs and you got a guy who's 7'3 and could hit an unguardable shot at any time.
Listen, I don't care for the Celtics. I would love to see them lose.
I think
Simmons is out here cucking, bragging about 8-game winning streaks. It's so fucking annoying. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. It's November.
I mean, they're good.
Do people still
listen
to Bill Simmons?
They're good.
I think so.
Yeah?
I follow him on Twitter, but I have found him getting increasingly annoying the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics are, you know. Hey, listen.
He's one of those guys that should have never left paper.
I never should have heard his
like
voice.
He should have never left writing. Like, you know,
I don't know
like,
how that dude's voice is more annoying than mine, but like he found a way.
Gilbert Arenas, like, yeah. You know, he is so
you
funny.
You mean Gottfried?
On Instagram captions.
Oh, gosh.
And then the
that
second.
That Complex show. Mind you, I love everyone at Complex. Those are my guys. Bruh. That Complex show was not it, bro. The Out of Bounds joint.
Bro.
Mia Khalifa.
Also, like, Mia Khalifa's forehead is a centimeter long. Her eyebrows and
eyebrows
her forehead
and her hairline.
Are right. It's right here, dog. It's yeah. So close. But anyway, but Gilbert's one of those guys, like, hilarious in a caption, and you see him in real life. It don't work. And Bill's the same way. You see him on TV, you're
really,
like,
it doesn't really translate.
Stick to the written, really, bro. Stick to the written.
But I mean, outside of the Cavs and Celtics, I think, you know, I think the Wizards would be good.
I think the Bucks
would
handle them.
I think the
Bucks
would be very good. Then who else?
I'm just saying, there's no dominant team. I think Cleveland will figure it out, and then Boston Celtics close to the dominant team. Mm-hmm. So right now, you're going to have a situation where if the playoffs were right now, the Knicks are definitely...
Yeah.
If the playoffs were today...
If the playoffs were today, they'd be a fifth seed right now.
I think sixth, but
whatever.
Way.
But
yeah,
you know what I'm
close.
Saying? Like,
yeah,
no.
It's close.
They could put up a fight in the first round, but this is, again, Knicks fans are so fucking impatient. None of you liked Kristaps when he was drafted. Andrew,
I like Kristaps.
You did not. I remember
like
you did not.
I didn't like Kristaps.
No, you did not. I remember this. I remember telling you
delete
he was going to be
files.
Good.
Delete them shit.
Everybody
was mad we didn't get Moutier.
And everybody was so happy they had Melo. And I didn't think it was going to be good. And then you were with me on this. Trading Melo was the best thing they could have possibly done. But New York fans chose Melo over Phil. In what fucking world should anyone do that? Mm. Oh, he signed Joakim Noah. It's a bad contract. Who cares? One bad contract. Yeah. In a year where there were 100 bad contracts.
My thing is this. If Phil wasn't the problem, there should have been like at least 9 or 10 teams knocking down the door for Phil Jackson.
But the media just dragged Phil. Oh, he's ruining. Look, he's alienating his teammates.
Why aren't the other teams asking Phil to step in? Mm-hmm. I think there's some health issues with Phil.
What, you think he's a little senile?
No, I just think like...
I think he's senile.
I don't think he's senile. I just think he's like a Great Dane. Like, these motherfuckers don't live long. Like, if you're that big, like, you see this guy walk. Like, if you see him even sit in a chair,
very gangly.
Like, yeah, right, but like... Yeah.
He got the same build as Patrick Ewing.
Dude, he has the same build as like the Big Ugly Giant or whatever that Roald Dahl book is, the Big Friendly Giant. You ever seen that shit?
He has like a very big back. And,
dude,
like,
he's not built right.
Yeah.
It's too wide. There's too much space.
That's why he couldn't go to like away games and stuff.
Bro,
like,
he's like, I'm not traveling.
He wasn't traveling. He was staying in the crib.
No, his hips fucked. It's too much shoulders. It's putting a lot of weight on his hips.
Bro, his wife
was too young. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Jeannie Buss
was.
How old was she?
Jeannie Buss was putting him to work. I don't know, but she looked like.
Jeannie Buss wide open. That's what I heard they call her.
That's another thing. I think they broke up. That's when things went real south. Like, once he, you know.
Now,
nah,
in 2 years, they're going to start seeing Phil save the Knicks. But I think y'all ran him out a year or two too early.
I think
he really could have made this crack.
You think he's going to be on like some Sam Hinkie shit?
Yes. You know, perfect. Sam Hinkie.
They thrive afterwards. Yeah. I mean, yeah, look, I'm a huge Phil fan. I would love to have Phil back, bring him back. I think
he'll never be gone. Like, he's won a title as a player. Like, he'll always be like...
More rings than anyone.
Yeah. More rings than anyone. But.
All right, fine. Okay, so let's call it out right now. You're starting a team.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis...
Yeah.
Porzingis, Simmons.
Oof. I'm starting a team.
You're starting
Who's
a team.
Who's your number one pick?
Who do you go with? And you have your choice. You're starting a team. Giannis, Ben Simmons, Kristaps Porzingis.
I go Giannis. I've also seen him the most, so maybe that's...
I'm going Giannis, but by a nose over Porzingis.
Okay.
By a nose.
Okay.
And that's only because...
You're a Knicks fan. Otherwise, it would be way more than a nose.
When I'm a Knicks fan... And two, I'm still not sure in Giannis' jumper. And I feel like, you know, it's still early in the season. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of tape that needs to be looked over so people understand, like, how to really defend this guy.
Yep.
And once people start to really slow down the game, mm-hmm. you got to be able to knock down that jumper.
Mm-hmm.
That scoring average is going to come down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's not... the best facilitator yet. Like, he's good. He's like a decent, point. He can run point for a little bit. But, like, you know, he's not that, like, LeBron type of next level court vision dude yet. So,
right.
I say all that to say, even without all those tools, he's still dominating.
Right.
So, I'll say Giannis by a nose.
Okay.
Porzingis right after him.
Then Ben.
Ben Simmons a comfortable third.
Okay. If I'm going for... If I want to win immediately, I'm going Porzingis.
Okay.
So if I feel like I have the rest of the team kind of set up and I need to insert one, I'm going Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going for like longevity, I got to go Giannis and or Giannis, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm.
But
Antetokounmpo, right?
Antetokounmpo, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with Giannis.
So, no, that's my middle name.
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
What?
I swear to God.
Yeah, he said that already.
You did say that
yeah,
already?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I call him the Nigerian freak.
This, this dude got the worst memory ever. You know, he forgot I lived with him for 6 months? Him and his girlfriend.
You lived with him for 6 months? I thought it was like a few weeks in
between.
I thought
you were best friends, bro.
Damn,
terrible.
Son. I don't know. Bro, him and his girl. I was having a really hard time in that relationship. Like, I was having memory issues because I was so miserable in the relationship that my brain was, like, making me forget how bad I felt.
It's just blank space in that timeline of life.
I swear to God, I was having like real memory issues Jesus with that shit. Christ. It was dangerous. Yeah, don't be in a bad relationship. Not like you guys are.
Yeah, no, never. All right.
Okay, but
no, I'm just kidding, baby.
The reason, so the reason I say Giannis for longevity is I just don't think he'll get injured, and I'm not confident that Kristaps won't.
That's, yeah.
Kristaps just got a body where you're like, I could see him coming down, not even on a crazy play. I could just see him coming down weird, and God forbid, I'm crossing my fingers when I say this, knock on wood, do everything like that, but I could just see him possibly getting an injury that's nagging. Giannis, I don't know what would injure
him. Well, he already has that nagging injury. He has that bursitis in his elbow.
Which elbow?
That's why he's wearing a sleeve. Porzingis.
What, left or right, though?
The left elbow. It's not his shooting elbow.
And I'm fine with that. I don't care. You don't need that elbow. That elbow's fine. Remove the elbow.
But yeah, every
cut
time.
Cut it off before it spreads.
throw the whole elbow
away. We don't need it, okay? You're fine. That's what I'm saying.
My thing is, every time Porzingis lands on the floor, my heart skips a beat. And he falls on the floor a lot.
Dude, it is. You know those Bleacher Report things that you guys put up where he goes into a portal?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I pray happens whenever he jumps. I'm like, just have this nice soft landing and let him bounce up.
You know how Ric Flair is like indestructible?
Yeah.
Porzingis is the opposite.
The absolute opposite. I'm just sitting there just like.
Yeah.
And I think as a Knicks fan, like you're usually just pessimistic.
Yeah.
So like this great start.
You're pessimistic?
I'm super. Are you kidding me?
Knicks fans are pessimistic?
Dog.
It's a healthy balance.
That's why. Yeah, it's a
healthy balance.
It's a
front. We fake like we got it, but then deep down underneath,
we all know.
That's actually
like
every New Yorker in their heart, not even just Knicks fans. That's, yeah. You just summed
Brooklyn,
up.
What? Brooklyn's the shit, let's go. And then deep down, it's like, oh, God, it is kind of dangerous.
Three shootings in Brooklyn last night.
That's us. That's why, like, yo, we got a little win streak going or whatever.
Yep.
And we're puffing our chest out a little bit, but we all know deep down inside. Yeah. Big boy goes down and
I don't even like goes, dude, every time I get a breaking news alert on my phone, like every time a breaking news report, it's like oh, we're going to war with North Korea. Thank God Kristaps didn't get injured. Thank the Lord everything's okay. We could handle North Korea. I don't think I could handle a KP injury.
Like Trump tweets don't even bother me as much as like Porzingis injury reports. I'm like, oh my God, he's missing the Magic game. Shit, fuck, what's going on?
I saw him in the suit in that game.
Like, fuck. And then he comes out Saturday and has the easiest 34 points I've ever seen. I'm like
okay, thank God.
All right, he's all right.
Yeah,
he's good.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. Everything, okay.
I hate to keep going with Knicks talk, but we're just going to, you know.
We did it.
We're going to keep going anyway.
No, you got to love, these are our babies.
These are our babies. You know? These are our babies. And we protect our babies. So speaking of protecting our babies.
Go.
LeBron James, man.
Kind
of an unnecessary shot.
I didn't think it was a shot. I read the quote. I didn't think it was a shot.
Fam.
I here's the thing.
Fam.
I didn't think
Frankie Smokes is holding him to.
I didn't think it was a shot at first, but then I have to like you have to take into account the messenger, right? Nobody in sports plays the media better than LeBron James.
Okay.
He is like we always say he's got the beautiful mind thing he doesn't forget shit and all of a sudden. Blah, blah, blah. He knows he was playing the Knicks next. He knows that he had problems with Phil Jackson. He knows that he's a free agent next year, and maybe he's putting in the bug like, hey, if you would have got Dennis Smith Jr., maybe I would have came next year. Like, you know that your backcourt is crap right now, and Dennis Smith just went off on your whole backcourt, and you know you need someone to pass the buck to because you don't want to say like, okay, my best friend is old and washed up. Isaiah Thomas is hurt. Derrick Rose really isn't what he used to be. Like, he's smarter than the average bear. So if I'm the average fan and I just see that, I'm like, oh, it's just a shot at Phil, like last year. But this is LeBron James. Nothing he says is never not on purpose.
Yeah, or calculated.
Yeah, but that to me doesn't make it a shot at Frankie Smokes. Also, Dennis Smith Jr. said he looks at LeBron as like a mentor, so it makes sense right. that LeBron would be like, that's the dude right there.
Yeah.
Unnecessary shot to say the Knicks messed up.
He said the Knicks, he should be a Knick.
Yeah.
Like, you can say someone's a great player without saying that an entire organization fucked up draft.
Yeah.
yeah.
You could have said,
there's a specific dig.
Yeah, you could say, oh,
again,
I thought it was
more dig at the Knicks than the Frank.
Which I agree, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah.
you could say, oh, I don't know how he ended up at the ninth pick. Like,
yeah.
they never say, wow, he should have been on the Kings, why he should have been on the Lakers, he should have been on the Magic.
Yeah.
It's eight other teams. Like, why is it always.
Ooh, great point.
The Knicks.
That's right. He should have been a Knick. He should have
been a Sixer. Like, yes, Markel Fultz hasn't played a game. He hasn't played a game this year. Yeah. Nobody's saying, oh, Dennis Smith Jr. should have been a Sixer. Oh, Dennis Smith Jr. should have been a Celtic or
I think
or
he's
Magic.
I think he's scared of Frankie Smoke. Real
and,
tough. Frankie's
and
gonna lock
another,
him down.
Another nugget.
Yeah, he hates
his
French
high
people.
School teammate Romeo Travis. Right.
Yeah.
Went to University of Akron. Played at St. Vincent St. Mary.
Yeah.
Who was his teammate in the French in his team in France?
Frankie Smokes. And what were they beefing?
And he was telling before when they first played him. He's like, yo, watch out for Frank. The kid could play. He knows what he's doing. He's really good.
So you think he's scared of Frankie Smokes?
I don't think he's scared of Frankie Smokes.
I think word's going around the league that his defense is stifling,
bro.
And I think LeBron is a little scared. He's trying to get in his head before it because LeBron don't want that.
I wouldn't say all
bro,
that.
It's going to happen. There's going to be a play where there's a switch and Frankie Smokes got ISO.
If he gets picked clean, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to call this.
Swatting that shit, fam.
We're recording this on a Sunday.
Shut the fuck up.
Swatting that
shit. Jesus Christ. I can't keep listening.
We're recording this on a Sunday.
He is swatting that shit. We're going to call it Le Bloc.
So I'm gonna call this before it happens. If it happens.
Yep.
If Frankie
Smokes. I can always tell when a black dude is from France. I can't explain it.
Because he got soft eyes?
I just look at a black dude and I go, that's a French black dude.
Because it's Haitian.
Is
he Haitian?
Yeah, I mean, it's France, Haiti, sort of.
Wait, is he Haiti? No.
I mean, I feel like all black French people are Haitian in some way, shape, or form.
But Nicolina, that's not African?
Nah, bro. That is either... I don't know, bro.
No, that's African, bro.
Anyway, so I'm calling this right now. This will be out Tuesday, so this will be after they play them on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
If Frank Ntilikina somehow switches on LeBron and strips him, it will be the loudest...
Son.
The Garden.
It will be one
will
play.
Ever, it doesn't matter.
Best case scenario is one play.
It's going to happen over and over again.
In a regular
again.
Season game in November. Y'all are Simmonsing it right now. Y'all are Simmonsing it.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to happen over and over. Tyloo's going to sit Bron down. He's going to say, listen, I need to switch up. I need to switch up the point guard position.
I can't do that.
I can't bring the ball up the court. I can't bring the ball up a court with this kind of pressure. I need a break. That's what he's going to say. He's going to put Dwayne out there. I need a break from this. It's going to be constant pressure.
Can I just say something real quick?
Sapoise. I didn't even know he's Haitian. Shout out to my Haitians.
Frank Ntilikina, if you're watching this.
Ace Hood better be in that game, front row, screaming shit at LeBron. I woke up with a new Bugatti. Over and over again. Intimidation, baby. Someone get Hood tickets.
Oh, my God. This is exactly why it's best to make it in New York, right? All during the draft, what were we all saying? Damn, we should have took Dennis Smith Jr. Damn, we should have took Dennis Smith Jr. He plays 12 games, looks decent.
Yep.
LeBron takes a shot at him, and all of New York is like, fuck LeBron James.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's it.
We got you Monday. All right, let's go.
Like, keep talking.
That type of gassing... only comes.
That's why y'all are terrible. Y'all get too emotionally
bully
invested.
Up. No,
bully
gang,
up.
Gang,
fuck
let's
that
go.
Shit, yo.
Fuck out of here.
That's what being a New Yorker is about. That's what being a Knicks
You're
fan
from
is
Texas,
about.
Texas, you
yo.
Should know about it. People say anything about Texas and y'all want to start a war.
Somebody
want to separate.
I say something about Ezekiel Elliott right now. You're about
He's
to throw
an
me
idiot.
On the table.
All right, that's Ezekiel Elliott, but there's got to be some. Witten. What if I start talking about Witten?
Wait, Witten's just a good dude.
When
you got 15 years, this man been in the league 15 games.
Doesn't matter.
So what?
Doesn't matter. That's our guy.
That's my guy.
Pat Ewing. If I went at Pat Ewing, that's the kid to go on
a win. Let me tell you, first of all, you can say whatever you want about Pat Ewing. This is the greatest Knick defender that we've had. This is the greatest Knick defender we had in the last 40 years.
Fine. Guaranteed. Who's the fucking dude that ran back out on the court?
Oh,
with
God.
Injury?
This is bad.
Then yo, y'all look like losers. Y'all
Bradley?
Fucking losers.
Bradley.
Not Bradley. Get out of my face. Not
oh,
Bradley.
Willis Reed. Sorry.
Lefty. Lovely
like
left.
Ran back.
Yeah. Wow, that was really
you get partial
bad.
Credit for that injury.
It took me a minute.
Jason Witten's our Willis Reed.
Yeah. Say what?
Jason Witten's our Willis Reed.
Listen, God bless Willis Reed, the legend. And I'm so thankful that he was part of the Knicks, but that was a long time ago.
It's Frankie Nitti's time now.
That's right. It's Frankie Nitti. Frankie smokes out here. Nicotine in your veins. That's what he's going to be. Yo, LeBron, watch out,
watch
bro.
Watch out, bro.
This is going to be coming out after the game.
We're setting him up for
it's
so much
be
failure.
Because
if he gets caught,
I want to turn the podcast
so
off.
Bad.
And I'm sitting here live.
Listen, I want to let Frank know. Let me let you know something, Frank. You're lucky I'm not playing. I'm not even playing. But you're lucky I'm not in the front row because I would lock Bron up with you.
I would get on the court.
Yeah,
I'm
really
like, trap.
Exactly. Yo, Trap D. And people are like, what is Schultz doing? Like, yo, we got this, Frankie. Let's
yo,
go.
Who the fuck is going to know who you are on the Knicks? Bro. What is Schultz doing? They're on a last name basis with you?
Yo.
Fuck out my face,
hey, man.
We heard
in
Gomez.
You're
like, what's Schultz
doing? Yeah, like, yo, Willie, shut the fuck up, yo. Sit your ass down. Get some more wax for your hair.
They're just going to think you're Jeff Hornacek's son.
I don't give a fuck. They can think I am whoever the fuck I am. But I'm being serious. God bless Spike Lee, but you could have done a little bit more when Reggie was dropping all these points. Like, there's a lot. You could yell at somebody.
You got
somebody.
A beer in your hand. You got to put a little Fam. Spot right there. Like, bro, just drive him right to my spot, bro.
Foul.
Flip.
Foul. I don't understand. Like, you just foul.
You can't give me courtside playoff seats. I will. If I could risk myself
I'm so
getting
fucking,
banned from the garden,
so you wouldn't do it. No, one shot, I'm gonna give up courtside seats.
Yo, yes. First off,
you don't understand what if I block that Reggie Miller shot, I go wherever I want in this city. You don't understand.
You won't risk
East
being banned
York.
From the garden to have the keys to the city.
No matter what, that's it. I don't need to have. I already had my moment. I got my Knicks a chip. I get a ring. You're not gonna give me a ring.
Facts.
I'm getting. The ring.
Bro, they gave
my jersey and a rafter. I'm getting my hoodie.
Listen,
they gave a
not...
ring to that kid who ran on the court when LeBron was in Miami and he painted his shirt and he said, please come back. When he
Yeah, because he was like six.
No,
y'all
he wasn't six.
Fucking
he was a grown
30.
Kid.
Son, I'm a 34 year old man. I swear to God, I'm snuffing Reggie Miller if he's taking that shot to beat the Knicks. I'm not even I'm that irrational of a fan. I don't need to come back to the garden anymore. I'll snuff him and I'll take in that moment. Everybody's gonna look like
it'll be worth it.
Oh, God. Knicks win. What do you do? What is that? A technical?
Oh, that's what they'll
first of all, I might snuff him and say I'm a Pacers fan. Now you can't tee up the Knicks. Think about
coming
it.
Coming in Pacers game, be like, yeah, I did it. Just take one for the team.
Hey.
Just take one for the team, bro.
I'm so, you're idiots. You're both idiots. Get out of my face.
Bro, you're saying you don't care enough about your team to
no,
do that?
Listen, first of all, I'm Indian first, and we value money more than any sports
okay,
team.
Okay, fine.
All right, so don't.
Cricket. India, Pakistan. You guys are going
well,
at
there's
it.
Already other beef there.
That's what it's like being a Knicks fan,
it
bro.
Is.
No, it's not. You don't
it
even
is.
Know. Bro. You don't know the half, dog.
It
bro,
is,
no,
man.
It's exactly what it's like
Knicks
being
versus
a Knicks
Hicks.
Fan.
It goes deep, bro.
Come on, yo.
Bro, the Indiana's where the KKK was originated. Never forget.
Yeah, what do you were
never
you
forget?
KKK?
Sure, if it means I get to keep courtside seats.
No, bro. Come on now. You're saying India versus Pakistan. You have the opportunity to stop whatever the hell happens in that stupid game from happening for India to lose.
How much did I pay for these tickets?
It don't matter.
It
you
do
could,
matter.
For your country.
It do
for
matter.
Your people.
It do matter. How much did I pay for these tickets?
$1,000.
You didn't pay for them. You didn't pay for
free
them.
Free tickets.
They're on the house.
I would consider.
It comes down. Thank
I would
you.
Consider
thank
what?
You. I would consider doing something.
Yes, you
know.
Would. Yes, you would. For I'm the greater good. For the greater good, you wouldn't do it?
What's the greater good?
The greater good is
India beats Pakistan.
And there's peace on
and
the
and we've already do done it. That. We got that World Cup 2 years ago. Two times
nobody
ago.
Nobody cares about that. Look, clearly you don't care about India as much as we care about the Knicks. Clearly, you've proven that today.
This is. I'm actually quite ashamed of you, Akash. Right, I thought
whatever,
you would
man.
Ride harder for
whatever,
your people.
Man.
I ride for my people.
Spike is over here yelling.
I'm
you
black,
missed.
But I'm like 1B is like my Knicks.
Wait, you're black, and
like, we're Nigerian.
Like,
out
1A
of that
is
list,
like
fam.
Black. 1A is like Nigerian. 1B is like my Knicks fandom.
That's right.
Facts.
I'm a Knicks fan.
Through like, if Spike Lee and, like, King Sonny Ade was, like, in front of me, I'm like, I don't know who I got to punch first. I'm like, if I got to take one of them out, I might. I'm like, yo, Spike, yo, I'm sorry. And I'll just punch Ade in the face. I'm like,
we
got
to go.
We got to go, dog.
Sometimes you got to make these sacrifices.
It is what it is, bro.
All right?
Shit.
But yeah, don't come for Frankie Smokes again, Bron. Or else we're going to have to see about
well,
you.
We're going to have a nice convo next week about what happened that game.
Facts.
And see if he regrets his comments. I hope
Big
they
facts.
Start him.
I hope he gets stripped clean, butt naked at half court.
Yeah. Steals all day. Talking about stealing, let's talk about LiAngelo.
That's a segue.
Professional segue. I'm out here. You know what segue. I do. I do these things right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so LiAngelo is out there in China.
Yeah.
Risking his freedom for fake Louis Vuitton glasses.
Fake Louis Vuitton.
Well, actually, I don't know if they're real or fake, but I assume since it's in China, they're fake.
But it's kind of racist, by the way. But
not really. That's where the fake shit made.
I mean,
yeah.
But they have the real
A lot of real
shit
is made there, too. But
yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing is the real shit is made right next door to the fake shit. Like,
yeah.
The dude in the fake factory just goes to the real factory like, yo, what's the stitching
They're paying better here, so.
Exactly. But, But
it's probably like going like to high school. It's probably like the D League or the G League of like merchandising. It's like after you work your way up from making the bootleg shit, then they take you to the real store.
You make the bootleg shit so good, they're like, nah, we need him.
Yeah, he needs to get called up to the main
it's
roster.
It's like when you're a hacker and then the FBI hires you to stop people from hacking. That's how it is. All right, so basically he's out there with some buddies and allegedly they steal some sunglasses at a Chinese Louis Vuitton store.
Mm-hmm. That's not big balling.
First of all, that's not
that
big
is not
balling.
Big balling, though.
Facts. That is not big balling. I think they should lock his ass up for as long as the fuck that you lock people up
really?
For stealing. Absolutely.
Really?
100%.
Why?
You're a representative of your country when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lived in other countries. And you have to treat those other countries with respect, and you have to understand that when you're going there, you can't have this cop-out mentality, which is if I get in trouble, I'm just going to call the United States of America and then they're going to bail me out. Respect the law of the land, and the laws of the land change. You know, if you go to the Philippines, you know for a fact they catch you with drugs.
Oh, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So what do you do when you're out there?
You don't fucking have no drugs.
We were in Singapore doing shows. We didn't do shit. We didn't spit on the street.
No, I didn't see bubble. Nothing.
Yeah.
You're not doing shit. You got to respect the laws of the land. And I don't know why you would think that. Well, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't think that he's allowed to steal. I have a feeling that he wasn't the one who stole. I have a feeling he might have been with some buddies and they did.
There's not three people that steal one pair of sunglasses.
Exactly.
And I think they're living by the bro code right now. Like, yo, we're all just going to go down.
Fuck that, fam. If it comes down to prison in China or my friendship with Schultz.
Snitch.
If he stole, snitch. I'm snitching.
It was him.
Get that finger start
As
pointing,
you should,
bro.
Though. Not for nothing. He was looking at 3 to 10 years in China.
Damn.
Yeah.
Chinese prison.
First of all.
Fuck that shit.
Honestly, it could be good preparation because China's the only place he's going to be able to play professional basketball. So
Facts.
Maybe he could stay in prison there for 3 years, learn the language.
Wouldn't that be a phenomenal story, though?
Bro, he goes from prisoner to superstar in China. He got the language
down.
The new
Stephon Marbury.
The new Steph, the new Jimmer.
Big baller brand East.
Yo!
LeVar, call me. I'm telling you.
Yo,
it could happen.
This is
all part of LeVar's plan.
Maybe it is. Yo.
Yo.
And Donald Trump just happened to be there at the same time. I don't know. Tinfoil hat. Hold on. Let me think about it.
This is true. This is all about the expansion of Big Baller Brand.
Big
He's
Baller
going
Brand
Big
East.
Baller East.
What does every big sneaker company, where else besides the United States are every big sneaker company huge in?
Like you called it.
China.
Yeah, remember Steph, you said he dropped 40 because he wanted to spread that Under Armour love?
Exactly. Under Armour had to get big overseas. You go to China. It's a preseason game. You're not taking it easy stuff. Drop 40 in these new Curries.
Wow.
Every offseason, Nike sends their signature athlete for some big like LeBron camp or some Kobe camp, or Adidas will send like I don't know who's their big Adidas guy, like James Harden for like some big Chinese camp. Like maybe LaMelo Ball was just out there. LaMelo Ball was just out
doing
there
that reality
doing
show.
Doing the sneaker release. Maybe this is all part of the plan, dog.
Wow, bro.
Make LiAngelo Ball become the biggest star in China
because they know he's not going to be a star here.
Go away. Put in your 4 years at UCLA.
Yeah.
Come back as the conquering hero. Signed to the Shanghai Sharks.
I really hope it's that, and he's not just suffering from middle child syndrome.
He's not the Chloe.
Yeah, he's really cloning it up right now.
He's definitely the Chloe.
He just wants attention from dad so bad. He's stealing sunglasses from Chinese Louis Vuitton. Come on, bro.
For you. you, Dad.
To LeVar's credit, though, he's shut the fuck up. He hasn't said anything.
What's he going
to
say?
He's not doing... He might try to say some obnoxious shit, whatever. LeVar,
but that's the thing about LeVar. Like, he'll say that obnoxious shit here in America because he knows that we're not going to do nothing. Yeah. Chinese don't fuck around, dog. Yeah. That's... No. Say some shit like, my son can steal whatever he wants.
Did you think LeVar whipped his ass when he got to China?
Say what?
You think LeVar whipped his ass when he got to China?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think he put hands on him.
You think so?
I think he put
slapped
hands
him
on
or
him.
Punched
he had to. He had to give him a good slap.
LeVar looked like he ain't afraid to scrap nobody.
Yeah, of course.
He got the build of like, I can fight and I'm down.
All of his kids fall in line.
Yeah.
When LeVar's talking, LeVar could say I eat babies. Yeah. And LeVar and LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo would just be like, well, you know, that's just my dad.
Yeah, bro.
There's a reason he cracked that whip. He knew. Yo, I'll bet my pinky toe. As soon as he got to China, he took off his belt. He's like, well, as soon as like you said, you thought it was just gonna be house arrest. Like, nah. Whipped his ass. He had to get an ass whooping. If you're not a good dad, if you don't whip your son's ass for starting an international incident. Yeah. I think the like least you deserve is an ass whooping.
Nigerian son. Right there. Okay, so why do we never hear about LiAngelo?
Here's the thing. LiAngelo's not a terrible basketball player.
I've seen him shoot, and he is the best looking shot of any ball brother.
Yeah.
He seems, I mean, from the little clips I've seen, he seems like he's a good scorer, an effective player.
He averaged like 30 something a game. Mind you, it was Chino Hills, so they just like ran up and down, and him and his brother shot a million times a game. But at the same time, like, you know, UCLA, you don't just moonwalk into UCLA.
Right.
Like, you got to be some type of hooper to get there. And on top of that, it's like, maybe his steadiness is what a pro team wants. Like, maybe he's the one who becomes like, maybe he's not the superstar that LaMelo is or Lonzo could be.
Right.
But LiAngelo could probably be like a Doug McDermott.
Yeah.
Who's just a solid pro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Rip like, Hamilton.
Rip Hamilton, something like that. He lost a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's looking like he's getting up there now a little bit. Like, he can shoot the hell out the ball.
Yeah.
He, you know, who knows? Like, maybe not everyone can be a superstar. Like, would you rather be that person with, and this is a question for both of y'all, would you rather be Lonzo, this person coming in tasked with saving a legendary franchise, all these eyes on you, all these, you know, expectations, or would you rather be LiAngelo, who could like get his seasoning on and like for UCLA maybe a year or two, come in very unheralded and just help a good team win?
I superstar, think right? I'd rather be Lonzo, but that's also Lonzo. Easier
it's
said
not even
than
a
done.
Question. Superstar. Okay. Absolutely. Let's go. All okay. What is it? All guts.
No, I mean like
no
if he,
guts, no glory or something.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. Like I don't think Lonzo being a good, competent point guard would be enough for the Lakers. Like Lonzo being what's his face? Mario Chalmers. That's a fail. That's a bust.
Life is about expectations, right? The expectations for Zoe are high, and if he doesn't meet those, then he's a failure, right? That's what failure is about. So the expectations for this guy are minimal, so he can possibly exceed them. But I mean, for you, wouldn't you rather be the star of the team, the savior of a city, than just some guy who gives you 12 off the bench?
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Like you could flame out real fast too. You could be that guy who like comes up with a lot of hype. You could be like Tyreke Evans, who was like.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, average 25-5 in your first year, and then you just kind of like flame out. Or you could be a guy who spends 15 years in the league. You're on the Spurs, and like you're an important part of the Spurs.
You're Danny Green. Yeah.
Perfect example.
He could be a Danny Green.
That's a great career for some people.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'll take that.
I mean, there's something to be said about playing for the Spurs and playing for that organization, and I would sacrifice a lot to play for that, but.
Yeah.
But
I always say Danny Green has a very underrated basketball career. Like he wasn't a top high school player.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to North Carolina, plays all 4 years, wins a national championship, doesn't get drafted, ends up on the Spurs, plays with the Cavs, plays with young LeBron,
right.
Goes to play for Pop, becomes a champion there twice. Like that's not a bad career for a lot of people.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like I take that career over Greg Oden. I take that career over like
most people's careers.
I'm just thinking like there's a lot of number one picks who fizzle out, who come with a lot of fanfare, a lot of hype.
Yes. I'm just saying I would like the risk.
Okay.
Like, I want to give me the sauce, man. I want the expectations. I want that shit high. Like, let's go. Let's see how far we can push it, because I'm going to raise the level of expectation. It's like when you play somebody. It's like when you play bums, you play like a bum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you play greats, you play great.
That's true.
Right? So I need, oftentimes the reason why I talk the most shit is to hype myself up. Right? Like, for real. Like,
you got to.
When I was playing that game with Jay Williams, like, I knew that if I came in bashful and humble, I wasn't going to practice before or anything. Mm-hmm. But I knew if I talked an immense amount of shit, it was going to get me like rehabbing my ankle. It was going to get me working on layups. Like, literally, I was hooping for like a few weeks before just to get little shit down, anything I could. So for me, I talk shit to motivate. Mm. So maybe that's what, you know, maybe the Ball family's about that.
Maybe the people who motivates him are his brothers. Maybe, like, just being around Lonzo and LaMelo, playing them every single day, maybe that's, like, the steel sharpening steel. Like, I don't know. He's not a point guard. He's a guy who's going to
get you some buckets.
Get you buckets a little bit. Like, who knows? I don't think he's a terrible ball player. He's just a Chloe. He's like, if Chloe's, like, by herself, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, she.
I would not.
She's all right.
I would not.
Oh, I wouldn't either. But I'm just saying, okay, bad example.
You know how Jermaine. Whack you know how whack of a Kardashian you gotta be to get Tristan Thompson? The most swagless NBA player in history, in my opinion. I don't care how skinny your jeans are. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Tristan Thompson's not gonna convince me he got swag. No. Would I want him on my team?
Canadian
sure.
Canadian as fuck.
Yeah.
You're
sure.
Super Canadian.
Sure. Take him on my team. But he don't got no fucking swag. If that's who you're pulling as a Kardashian, you fucked up.
Oh, man.
Kim got Reggie Bush at the height.
She pulled Harden at one point. But Harden smartened up.
Then Harden left her and became an MVP candidate.
Exactly. And he said that too, right?
He said, I'm not around the distractions. Like, I don't have the relationships that are distracting me.
Okay, here's a question. You can pick one person's game in the league. Their game, not their physicality, their game. Who do you go with?
Stephen Curry, no questions asked.
Okay.
Yeah. You're taking away like physical attributes, right?
Just their game.
It's probably Stephen Curry. Yeah.
Curry, absolutely.
Honestly, you know, and I was thinking about this. You know who I would take?
It's set up to where it pretty much has to be a point guard or a shooting. It's got to be a guard.
James Harden.
Really?
And at first, I thought it was Kyrie. But he's not good enough a passer. Uh-huh. And James Harden's game is, at least offensively, is immaculate. Incredible shooter, can get his shot whenever he wants, amazing handle, gets to the rack, distributes beautifully. Like, I just think he might be, offensively speaking, the best all-around player in the league. And, as great as Steph is, it's just soft.
I would be with you. My only, and this is just an aesthetics thing.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't like about James Harden is the way he, like, flops for free throws. That just bugs me. Like, how he just...
Yeah, I'm not
they had to put in a
Harden
rule.
Steph flops for threes.
Yeah, but he shoots and kicks his legs out. Like, all right.
Isn't that's that softer?
One thing. But they didn't have to put in a rule called the Harden rule where you can't sit there and, do the little fake bop in and throw it at the rim or just, like, run and just, like... take someone's arm and put it up there and it's a foul on him.
Hot. I love
it. That makes no sense.
Also, Steph, I don't like the Warriors. I don't love Steph, but it is crazy. You can just pull up from anywhere and it's not a bad shot.
Yeah.
I mean, Harden got a similar ability.
I don't think Harden. Harden has like a green light. Like, Steph Curry has like a neon green light.
He's the greatest shooter
Steph Curry
in NBA history.
The Mario star.
Yeah, he got the Mario star. Like, he can literally step across half court and pull it. It's like, he'll get it next
time. Fine, boom. You know what I mean? I'm just saying the game, if I could choose to have that, like, for whatever reason, I don't know, I'm not as inspired by Steph's game as everybody else's, but there's something about the way that Harden plays. It's just so dynamic. Like, whatever you put in front of him, he'll find a way to move, he'll find a way to circumnavigate it.
A close second for me with that, Boogie Cousins.
Oh, Boogie.
I love watching Boogie Cousins
crazy.
Play, dog. Like, he's like a 6'10 grizzly bear that plays
Lou
like,
Williams touch.
Like,
it's unimaginable.
He's hitting step backs on centers.
He kind of does have Lou's touch.
Yeah.
Even their
feathery,
games are some
feathery
how you that
touch.
Big, those big ass hands.
And he's a fucking grizzly bear, dude.
Bro.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, I don't know how they made him. Like, but he's
one of those guys where he could be just as effective at 6'1".
Facts.
Yeah. I don't think that his game relies entirely on his size.
It relied on size, like maybe the first half of his rookie year.
But now?
And then like, as it went along, I was like, oh no, dude got range. Like, oh no, dude got handle. Like, oh no, he's just a big ass guard.
Yeah, he's a massive guard. He's just a massive point guard.
Like, he's amazing. Like, he's another guy that I'd be like, yo, if I could play like you,
yeah,
like, that must be so fun. Like, when you see somebody 7 feet tall and you're like, oh, this is food.
Yeah, this is food. Let's go.
Like, at any place, like on a paint, in 3-point line, mid range.
Yeah.
He's a beast. I'm a huge, huge, huge Boogie Cousins fan.
All right, let's chop it up about some football, man. I obviously this story dropped, earlier last week, but Josh Gordon said he was Josh Gordon, receiver for the
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. And he said that before games he would get drunk but he would drink alcohol.
He would drink or be high.
Be high, smoke some weed. He had like a ritual and he would go through it. And I would say before this year, I would think that this is completely unreasonable.
Mm.
But knowing now what I know about football, it almost seems more odd that people could do it sober.
Mm.
You know, like when people go skydiving or something like that, they're like, I just need to get drunk before I do this. Or they say it often about stand-up comedy, like, I'm so scared to do that. I want to get a couple shots in me so I can get on stage.
Loosen up.
And it's like, if you know for a fact that there are people out there trying to concuss you and change your life and your family's life forever.
That's fine.
And you don't have a shot of Henny before you go onto the field. Like, it's almost mind-boggling that people can do this without substances.
Oh, it's a different type of human being that is a football player.
Mm.
You're wired completely differently. Yeah. People say that about stand-up, athletes, too. We're wired differently.
Most pro athletes, but definitely NFL players are just different.
Bro.
Yeah, like, they're just different. And I think he should have got, like, more awards for that.
Yeah.
Dog, he's incredible. He was incredible.
And to
be fucking drunk and disoriented every game and still be that good is insane.
God, hey, Josh, you're just so loose up there. How do you keep it loose?
I've had Josh Gordon on many a fantasy team, and he's won me tons of weeks.
And there's not a lot of, you got to be a freak to get away with, like, not being precise as a route runner, as a receiver, and stuff like that. Like, Randy Moss can do it. Dez, people say, isn't the best route runner. He's pretty good. It's a lot of precision required in being a wide receiver.
Yeah.
To be good as a wide receiver and you're drunk and high every game, holy fuck the level of talent. It's Boogie Cousins-like.
Yeah. I don't know why teams weren't banging down their door to sign him once they heard that story. I'm like, wait, you were cooking us while you were high and drunk? Sign here. Here, take. Right now. Are you kidding me? You let the Brown?
So I'm really curious to see, because in my childhood, again, football is king in Texas. So I kept up with football. Y'all keep up with basketball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And anytime somebody stepped away from the game for a year, like these quarterbacks who would go try to play baseball out of college because you make more money quickly.
Yeah.
And then they try to come back to football. It always fell apart. Cowboys signed two people like that.
I know who you're talking about. He got drafted by the Yankees.
Drew Henson, I think was his name. He was going to be the number one pick overall. Stepped away, went to the Yankees for a couple years, came back to the Cowboys, was no good.
Trash.
You can't do it with football. So I'm curious to see if Josh Gordon, because he was that good a couple years ago, can do it. I'm really curious to see.
How long has he been out?
Over a year. I want to say closer to 2 years.
He was kicked out the league for a year.
Yeah.
But half of that was like because of the suspension, and then once he got another drug test, it was like, you're gone for the whole next season. So it was technically a year, but he was really gone for almost two.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Cowboys got a defensive end like that, Randy Gregory, and I'm also curious to see how he comes back. But drunk and high before every game is so fucking crazy. I'm curious to see if he can come back.
And who was throwing him the ball? You don't even know who the Browns quarterback was.
Johnny Manziel
time.
Was good for half a year, maybe. Maybe.
Was it Derek Anderson?
Fucking.
The old dude. What was it?
Bernie Kosar? Who the fuck knows?
Do you guys remember using Bernie Kosar in Madden?
Oh, gosh.
Molasses. With Turbo, it was molasses.
Oh, bro. He had the weirdest release. That little sidearm release?
Yeah, the sidearm release. But in Madden, the video game, he ran so. It was It was
that's the cruelest
offensive.
Thing you could do.
Yeah,
that's like, the cruelest thing you do in like video. And I don't like when video games do this. When like they put like classic teams like the 58 Knicks or like the 76 LA Rams. Like anybody wants to play with slow ass fucking like anybody wants to play with slow ass Bob Cousy with his one right hand dribble.
Right, that's it.
I want to play with the players dribble. Phil Jackson coached. I don't want to play with Phil Jackson.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
Well, that's cruel as hell. I'm like you're. Son probably looks up to you and shit. Is like, hey, yeah. I'm in a video game. It's like, oh wow, that's awesome. And you're playing with like your grandson.
Speed
like,
34.
I fucking suck. You know, it's like, dad, you fucking suck. How come you told me you're not in the Hall of Fame? You're not as good as Russell Westbrook, or you're not even as good as Mike Conley. Are you kidding me? That's the cruelest thing you can do. Stop putting old teams in video games. That's just mean.
Yeah, but what if that's all we got?
That's true. They could probably use the residuals.
Yeah, we just need that, man. There's some of us who are suffering out here. They'll never take the memories.
Like, I tried playing with, like, Walt Frazier in the Knicks. I tried playing with Clyde, getting his shit punched by, like...
Now, if you go with the Knicks, like you gotta go with Bernard
K. Yeah, but yeah. Bernard King was like,
he was saucing on dudes.
Yeah, I heard it was insane before his knee injury.
But also before he came to the Knicks, he basically came to the Knicks to win. I think he was with the Bullets, right? And he was just saucing on dudes. Like this was like one of the first guys that was really doing like almost street moves out there,
right? Right.
And he was like, "Yo, I want to win some championships. Let's make it happen." Came to my Knicks,
and got then one. And on got one two. Leg. On one leg, too.
God bless. Shout out to the Knicks.
But more football, man. Like,
yes, big stories out there.
Yeah.
All right, so Josh Gordon was drunk and high, and now he's going to make a comeback in the league, and the Browns are still going to suck. And maybe you're just doing drugs so you can tolerate being drunk. You know how the Browns have, like, that guy named Joe Thomas? He's, like, their center. You know what I mean?
Offensive
and, like,
tackle. He's never missed a game.
He's a center, I thought.
Oh, I guess he's
a
center.
Yeah, and he's never missed. He just missed one, but he never missed a game. And he's been playing for the team for the last how many?
Gosh, I think like since 2000. He's been playing for an absurd amount of time,
and they just made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the history of the game. They just signed him to a new contract.
Wow.
And part of me is like, maybe he's the problem. If there's one consistent thing on your horrible team, right? Why do you reward it?
Like, well, their first overall pick ever was Tim Couch or whatever the fuck his name was. So I think they've had problems from jump.
Yeah, don't pick people with names that describe where they should be sitting. Okay, listen.
That was a bar. That was good.
All right, you know what Nikolina means? Shut down LeBron in Haitian. That's what it means. Okay, sapoise. Watch, he's not Haitian at all. We're gonna get mail from Sierra Leone. Like he was one of us.
Fucking terrible.
Okay, so but football.
So Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Let's talk, Akash, okay. our resident cowboy aficionado.
All right, so
take us there.
So Zeke Elliott got suspended for, to be honest, as there's an article at Dallas called Dallas Magazine, but they're clueless. They call it D Magazine, which is just a really unfortunate name.
You don't read D Magazine?
D Magazine, right? Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it's called that?
It's called D Magazine. Wow. But anyway, I was
curious.
What
are all the ads? Like shake weights?
Shake weights, you know, whatever.
Fleshlight,
that's what I was looking for. I couldn't think of the name. But this lady wrote an article on in the magazine. She was saying, like, she really researched, read the whole deposition of the Ezekiel Elliott case. She was a family law attorney in a suburb of Columbus. She was a huge Ohio State fan, went to Ohio State, met Zeke, loved him. He was so nice, gave her a huge hug. And then she's like, after reading this case, I wish I could take that hug back, because in my history doing this, I've realized that there are a lot of women who are liars and unscrupulous people that still got abused. And there are a lot of men who were the worst abusers, who were incredibly charming, smile when they meet you, warm. And she said, after reading this case, it reads consistent with the fact that Zeke was one of those types of guys.
Okay, just out of curiosity, can you be a great running back without being abusive?
Emmitt Smith, I think, was not abusive. Emmitt Smith, matter of fact, did his singleton, lived his life, has had the same wife since he got married toward the end of his career, what, 16, 17, 18 years ago, still with the same lady, four kids.
Okay. Shout out to Emmitt Smith.
Shout out to Emmitt Smith. There's always outliers. But let's
Adrian
think
Peterson
of ones.
Beat his kids.
Adrian Peterson beats his kids. OJ
Rice
carved up his wife and her boyfriend. Ray Rice, obviously, left hook.
So obviously
hooked off. Who else do we have? running backs. Great running.
Zeke, yeah.
Right? Who else? Great running backs. Let's just throw out great running backs.
Well, Chris Johnson, CJ2K. He was pretty good.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Didn't CJ2K get shot or something
Walter
like that?
Walter Payton.
I think so. Something happened with him.
Walter Payton might have done some foul shit.
Walter Payton.
Found out about later. I don't know what he did.
Walter Payton?
I think he just cheated a lot. I don't know. There's a book.
I like the good old days where the scandals are just like a cheat on your wife.
Well, I know, right?
It's like, what happened to that?
Like,
oh, he's got like 50 girlfriends. Like, oh, geez, thank God.
He didn't murder anybody.
Like, carve them into a turkey.
But here's what I honestly wonder. If the NFLPA knew this, but they, because they keep appealing. This suspension has been going on for a year. It's been really annoying for me. Yeah. Just suspend them. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You'd rather have them for the late stretch, right?
Yes, exactly. But I almost wonder if they keep appealing because they know if you piss off Jerry. Jerry Jones is the most powerful owner in the NFL for good reason.
Facts.
He's the guy that instituted the salary cap when NFL owners didn't want to do that, which saved them a ton of money.
Right.
Or he was like the main guy leading the charge.
Right.
He was the main guy that was like, the NFL used to just re-up their contracts with CBS every year. And they were like, yeah, the money's cool, we're fine. And Jerry was like, yeah, the money's cool. It could probably be much cooler. Let's see what these other networks are talking about. So they went to Fox. Now every time a contract is up, the bids are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry made the NFL a fucking powerhouse.
Okay.
More than anybody, probably. So he's the guy that if he says, I want Roger Goodell out, it's not necessarily going to happen, but
it's
a better chance than anybody else.
Yeah. So here's the question.
Him or Kraft, and I think Jerry's even more powerful.
What is the argument for keeping Goodell?
I don't understand.
Someone explain that to me.
I don't get
it. The league is in shambles. The only thing we're talking about is CTE, domestic violence,
kneeling,
and
social justice.
Yeah.
Your top players, and this isn't his fault, but all of your top players are injured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying this is obviously not his fault, but it's just, you know, the icing on the cake, if you will. Every player in the league loathes.
He has bungled everything that's been given to him from Spygate on.
And let's just talk about the most important thing, which is the money. Is the league bringing in the same amount of money?
Not this year. For the first time, though, this year.
Is it your job to bring, as the president, to make sure the league brings in money?
Exactly.
You're not doing it.
Bye.
Yeah, that's your job, bro.
Someone give me an argument for
Goodell.
And here's the thing, people don't understand. And people listening to this or watching this think that the owners work for Goodell. No. Goodell works for the owners.
Yes.
You got 30 people that you need to impress. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, hey, am I doing a good job? And if 10 of them say no, guess what?
Here's what's even crazier to me. I don't think.
Why is it that hard?
The crazy thing, Jerry's not, I don't even think, fighting to fire him. He's fighting to not extend the contract to 2024.
Yeah.
If you run a business and your CEO is losing money this year, are you going to extend him?
Mm-hmm.
Best case, you say, you know what? Let me give you another year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's sit on this contract, you guys. Let's put the extension talks to the side.
Why don't you do the same thing to Goodell?
$50 million a year.
Crazy. I mean, but just think about it. Why don't you do the same thing to Goodell that you do for the players in the NFL?
Yeah.
Which is make them produce before you sign the contract. You want some guaranteed shit when all these motherfuckers are
that's a great point. That is a ballsy thing to ask for.
He's literally in a meeting like, no, I want my money guaranteed. No shit.
Yeah,
we all do. Nice? Prove to me that you could deliver.
Tell that to Odell Beckham. Tell that to Richard Sherman. Tell that to all these people.
That's why people hate
kiss my ass.
You know what he could do to get on the player side?
What?
This would be, he could say, I don't want guaranteed contract.
Mm.
He could say, if the league is doing well, why don't you pay me? And if not, then kick
pay me by the year.
Exactly. And then players would be like, oh shit, he's
one of us.
If Goodell cared about what the players thought about,
fuck.
But he don't give a fuck because he knows that they're going to be security guards at Tau within 3 years, so he don't give a fuck whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? 90% of the NFL is a security guard at a nightclub within, what, 2 years?
That's a real stat. I guarantee you didn't just make it. No, but there's like 2/3 are broke within 5 years of playing or something like that.
There's that documentary.
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking about what you said about Sterling. Like, what has Sterling done?
Hmm.
Sterling came in, and his first move was
Adam Silver,
Donald Sterling is out.
Mm-hmm.
He had a controversy. Mm-hmm. He completely took the player's side. I'm going to be on the side of social justice, of right, of the players.
Sure.
Get rid of this guy forever. Mm-hmm. For something that I thought was it was a little crazy what he said, but, you know, I didn't think you'd lose a franchise for that. But he came in and let motherfuckers know right off jump, this is who I am.
That's how you could tell how racism is prevalent in the Indian community.
You say some shit in a private conversation?
No, it's true. No,
he was being
you.
Racist in private.
Of course.
No, it's like, if you can't trust your side chick
yo,
with
right?
this conversation,
I'm saying.
Who can you trust? Who can a billionaire trust? If I can't trust my side hoes, I'm losing my franchise for this. He got a nice severance package.
He should have lost his franchise 20 years ago. Yeah. 20 years ago, he should have lost his franchise.
Yeah, that's a great.
And it wasn't even like.
That's what I say.
Like, can we talk? Like, he wasn't even like super racist with it.
No. Well, he said, please don't go to games and take pictures with the fucking Lakers dude.
Yeah. It's like, yo, like, if I don't care if you party with him. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care if
what
you fuck him.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, but you can fuck him. I don't care.
Yo,
just don't be taking selfies with Magic talk? On my job. This is the Clippers team.
Let's keep it very real. You guys have girlfriends right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And I know you're proud. Is there a girlfriend in history that hasn't said the words, why do you need to take pics with them?
All the time. All the time.
Is there a girlfriend
know better now.
In the world that said, I mean, you were
I just
you
know
were
better
violent.
Now. I was
hit him up on Instagram.
The true story.
Kaz up on Instagram. So Kaz put some shit, he had a video of you were doing Henny Palooza in DC. And I'm watching through his videos. You know, Kaz lives a great life, right?
Yeah.
So I'm watching his videos and all of a sudden there's this badass dark skinned chick in a fucking, like a tight ass shorts, stocking shorts, and then up a bra. And he takes a video of her and the DJ. And then he puts hashtag faithful boys or some shit like that.
Yo, my dude.
I just hit him up. I go,
my dude.
He's like, that's not going to work.
I hit him up. I go, ain't going to work, dog. I know what you preemptive striking. Bro, I know what you're doing here.
I gotta make my ducks align
exactly,
in a row.
Because I already know the convo that's going to happen.
I know what's going to happen.
She's going to go, so what was up with that girl in the DJ booth? He goes, but baby, I put hashtag faithful boys. She saw right through that faithful boy shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey. It worked, though.
Yeah, right. Barely. You did walk in here calm.
I definitely did have to FaceTime her right after the
party. You had to prove you're alone. Show me your friend's room.
You're going to pass out right in the couch, baby. I swear.
I don't even know what this had to do with what we were talking about.
I don't know.
Goodell, somewhere we went
oh,
here.
Sterling in the side.
Every girl says, don't take a picture with Shorty. Why do you have to take pictures with them? Every girlfriend is saying that. So
facts.
He was just acting like a girlfriend.
Yeah, just don't do that no more.
But Silver came out right away, and I remember they were making fun of him on PTI because he wouldn't really punish players. Like, his punishments were always mad soft.
Right.
I think he might have just been building goodwill. And now he doesn't have to do much. Everybody already loves him. He seems so good. Goodell came in, I'm going to suspend every motherfucker. Yeah. I'm the enforcer.
Yeah.
All his suspensions were stupid. Yeah. Ray Rice got 2 games for knocking a bitch out with a video he saw. And then he was just like, nah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
He said
he never saw the video.
But in fact, he
saw the video. Ray Rice and his wife now said we talked to him, told him everything that happened. He gave us 2 games.
Wow.
And then he stood behind. Oh, I didn't know. He's a monster. He shouldn't play in this league anymore. He's a
sucker, bro.
Goodell gotta go, bro.
He's a sucker, man.
Goodell,
all right, so
go.
Goodell goes.
Uh huh.
Who do you pick to save the NFL, to run the NFL?
You know what someone suggested once? I thought it was a great suggestion.
Who?
The only time I've seen an online forum produce anything useful, Condoleezza Rice.
Really?
She knows sports. Mm-hmm. From a PR perspective, in a league where all these players think you're a bunch of old racist white dudes, you get a African-American
woman.
Female
interesting.
To be the commissioner. Think of the goodwill that creates on its own.
You're going to start talking to your wife different. You know what I mean? You're gonna start that disciplinary action a very different way.
NFL commissioner. I'm not a huge Condoleezza Rice fan.
I don't know anything about her.
She's on the college football playoff selection committee or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
She was in the Bush administration.
Well, I know her as like a politician, but like I don't know what her politics really are.
No, that's an intriguing pick. That's an intriguing pick. You think a bunch of old white billionaires are gonna be like, yeah, we want that girl. After this year.
Now they saw what happened. Donald Sterling. We don't trust no black woman no more.
Man, if I had to pick one person to run the NFL, to save the NFL, y'all might think I'm being a homer for this, but I'm picking the McMahon family. I'm picking Vince McMahon, bro. Vince McMahon has been karate chopping lawsuits left and right.
Real talk.
For decades.
He fucked the XFL, though.
Teflon, dog. Yeah, the XFL, whatever. But wouldn't that be like, another thing, wouldn't that be the ultimate comeback story?
Facts.
Fail with the XFL. There's only two people that went head up with the NFL in its peak. It's Donald Trump and Vince.
That's what we should make. We should make Donald Trump commissioner so he leaves the presidency.
I'd much rather have... I'll roll out the red carpet for him to be the NFL commissioner.
And I think he would too.
Real talk, those tweets would be fire.
Fire! Imagine!
Those tweets would be fire. What's up with all these wives getting knocked out? Why don't you duck? Those tweets would be flames.
NFL
bro.
Players making up fake concussion stories.
Fake news, sad.
He's like, I see the Cleveland Browns trying to tank. It's not going to work. Sad. not for nothing. Like, here's the thing, right? Here's
and
the thing
about even Donald Trump. Ratings continue to drop, he would lie and say they were the best ever. Yes. He's involved.
Listen.
NFL ratings at an all-time high.
What do you mean there were 10,000 people watching? There was at least 40 million people watching. Get your facts right.
Here's the thing about Donald Trump. Like, he's evil and all this other, like, awful stuff. But he's entertaining, man. Like, he's just really entertaining.
He's the funniest, dog.
And, like, if he's not in charge of, like, the free world... There's still a part of me that could find him wildly entertaining, right?
It's hard now afterwards, but if he never was president.
If he was never president.
He would be the most beloved sports commissioner in history. Just think about when he fired people.
Time out. First of all, let's stop. Let's pause this real quick. Because I know how this is going to look for people, right?
Let me give you context,
all right?
Yes.
The president thing never happened, right?
Yes, that's what we're saying. This is
fresh off of The Apprentice.
This is Trump in rap songs. This is
Apprentice. Like, he's name dropped on Mac Miller songs. Like, that's the Donald Trump we're talking about. Not this fucking Hitler alike that is now in charge, right? You wouldn't want him running the NFL after Roger Goodell?
In a second.
Unbelievably entertaining.
Yes, facts.
You have a video of Ray Rice and his wife knocked out. He said, I need to hear both sides. Really, you know, when she wakes up, is she up yet? Has she woken up yet? When she wakes up, have her come talk to me. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's happening. Maybe the ground is hard. The reason my hotels have carpeted floors is for things like this.
Like, I had the best floors. All the floors are carpeted. I put it in all my buildings.
There's a bounce to the floor, not this hard marble. Marble is hard on the head. Not that I would know anything. Shut up, Melania.
I mean, listen, Trump. I know you listen to everything and watch all this type of shit.
Max.
Just consider it. You stop being president. Just step down. I guarantee you all these NFL owners would love to be in charge of you, to be the commissioner. And isn't that what you want to do? Isn't what this whole beef with the NFL is? Because the USFL, didn't let you play. They didn't let you own the
Bills,
team.
I think, wouldn't let him buy the team.
So you started your own league.
I think the Bills also blocked a bid for him to buy the team.
No, he blocked a bid, I think, for Bon Jovi.
Yes, that is true.
To buy the Bills on some payback shit.
Wow.
Or some petty stuff. That's what I'm hearing. But maybe that's rumors. But I think this is
a fair trade, dude. What if they deserve each other?
Think about it. 2020.
Oh, yeah.
2020, we say you could run again. Or you could take Roger Goodell's position.
Like, isn't that the there is no two entities that deserve each other more.
I'm telling you.
Than Donald Trump and the NFL.
It would save the NFL.
It would save the world. Are you kidding me? It would save the world.
Dude, Deflategate.
Kim Jong-il would be like, oh, thank God.
We good. Sure. I want to go through every major controversy with Trump at the helm instead of Patel. Deflategate.
Okay. He's like, Tom Brady, he's a great guy. Yeah. Love him. Votes for me. Gives me tons of money. He would never deflate balls. I touch all his balls. The best balls.
People are deflating things. I don't know about that. I know things are like inflated. They're called breasts. Thank you, Melania. Build him up. Get him bigger. Walls, titties, I don't care.
He's talking about grabbing pussies and shit. Like, he's like, I think we need more female sideline reporters so you can grab them by the pussies.
Absolutely.
It's totally okay. I do it all the time.
Listen, Joe Namath, he's a great man. Did he hit on that girl? Well, why was she asking him questions? She looked like she was into it. That looks like consent to me.
I feel like we're doing impressions of people who do Trump.
Yeah, you said, you almost sounded like JFK at the end of that.
Nothing like Trump.
Kaz I'm just like looking bad. At Kaz his wasn't bad.
Kaz has been studying more than
I've
me.
I've been studying. I've been waiting. I've been waiting to whip out my Trump for a while, man. I've been waiting. But.
Listen, these players have great hands, like me. I'm not going to open them anymore.
He's like, don't I have the biggest hands? I went to Odell Beckham. He said I had the largest hands.
Exactly.
It'll work, man. I think it'll be the most, like, there's probably, like, you ever watch Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you don't change, if you change one thing,
it changes the entire world.
Yep. I feel like there's one owner who told Donald Trump he can't own an NFL team. And he was like, you'll pay for that. And, like, that one moment just change the like if somebody would have just let him own a team,
butterfly effect shit.
Yeah. Some butterfly effect shit, like if some, and that's the thing, I forgot who said it. I think Michael Che said it in his stand up. It was like, you know, the only reason why this whole thing has went this far is because we were just all so mean to him. Like, we were just really we were just clown him unmercifully.
If there
was just one guy who was just nice to him and just let him own the NFL team,
yeah,
just do whatever you want, just own the team,
yeah.
He probably never becomes president. He probably eventually becomes like a commissioner.
Yeah.
Or he ends up doing some other shit in other sports. Maybe he's a great sports owner. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he's another Jerry Jones. And the NFL sees, you know, they invent some wild helmet that saves concussions. And like, you can like play for like
It's just 40, made out of his hair?
Yeah. It's made out of his hair. Or some shit. Yeah. Like, maybe like that is the one moment in history that like changes the entire world.
All right, let's start lobbying for it. 2020. Trump replaces Goodell.
This is real. This has got to happen.
Let's make this happen.
I think we could make, listen, if we got the Dipset national anthem.
Facts. If we got the WNBA finals trending.
We got WNBA finals trending.
Put this on record because this is going to become a thing.
This is going to happen.
And it's got to be known that it came from Flagrant 2.
Flagrant 2, Trump to head the NFL.
Trust me. Black people watching this, I know it sounds crazy. Supporting Trump in any, think of the greater good right now. Just think of the greater good right now. You get him out of office, you put him with the one league that needs him, supports him, and empowers him.
And his supporters.
Yeah.
They're NFL fans.
Will rock with him. His supporters will almost accept the fact that he's not running again because
Colin
there's somewhere
Kaepernick,
else to go get him.
Would you get up off the knee to get Trump out of the White House?
How much do you care?
That's what I need to know.
That is the ultimate sacrifice. Wow. Think of it, black people. This is the way to save the world.
Wow.
We need to get Donald Trump to be the commissioner of the NFL.
Yes.
And think about it. He's not really in charge.
The owners
trust
tell
me,
him what to
but
do.
But in his stupid ass head, he thinks he's in charge.
Wow. Deals. We can make better deals.
Oh, he's actually gonna go rogue 1,000 times and do all kinds of crazy
Which is totally
shit.
Fine.
But it will work for the NFL.
Football, that's fine.
Yeah.
That works for a sports league. For the world, no. The NFL, sure.
This
fuck
is
it
a
up. I don't care.
Idea. This is a phenomenal idea. We have to make it happen. What's the hashtag?
Trump 2020 for NFL commish.
That's a long
hashtag.
It is pretty long.
Okay, how do we tighten it?
Trump 20. I don't know. We'll think of it. We'll figure it out eventually.
We got to get it. Help us. Tweet
Trump,
us
Trump for NFL commish.
Trump for NFL commish.
Yes.
Trump
number four.
For NFL commish. Yeah. Trump for
NFL commish.
The number four NFL commish. We need to make this happen. We need to make sure that
Let's
Trump
it.
Sees it. We need to make sure that we protect not only our country,
mm-hmm.
but the great sport of football.
Absolutely.
And Trump might be.
Because think
only
about it. We all do love football. As shitty as the NFL is.
Real talk, think about
it. We love football,
think about
the
this.
Sport.
He's denying climate change. CT is gone in 20.
Bro,
CTE is
it's
gone.
Not a thing.
He literally will go up and be like, they hit their head. Don't be a pussy. That's it. But CT is killing people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. You know, CT is like a gun. Da, da, da. I honestly believe that he will have us thinking that football is a fun little rough and tumble
and
sport
even if
that it
I
used
know,
to be to us. Yeah.
Even if I know CTE, I could watch and be like, listen, I know these guys are still getting CTE, but think of all the lives we saved with him not being president.
Thank you.
So again, I can make peace with it.
The greater good. Yo, listen, I will sacrifice all, this sounds like real dictators,
yeah.
I will sacrifice every NFL player's brain. If it means I can save the world from a nuclear holocaust, I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah. I'm like, fuck the NFL.
See,
take
these
it.
Africans. This is how this is how Joseph Kony gets started. Yeah! It's some good idealistic shit like that. You gotta be careful with these.
Take
Africans.
Their brains, dude. Yo. Take them. I don't give a fuck. My kids will play basketball. Take them. Yeah. Take their brains.
Yeah, we just figured it
you
out.
You are saving the world from an eventual nuclear holocaust. Fuck the NFL. I'm good. Trump, do it. You know you want to do it.
Trump does it. And you know what he also does? He builds every new stadium.
Yeah. The Jets and Giants get their own stadium. Yeah.
Let him be in charge of the construction projects.
Fuck it. I don't care. You could build a stadium right on the West Side Highway. I don't give a shit.
And also, I'm tired of pretending Trump Towers aren't beautiful. I'm tired of it. I don't keep doing it.
Them shit slap. You walk by there like, yo.
Listen, when I was apartment hurting.
Dude, hotel tonight, bro? Listen. If that shit pops up, we in there.
I feel terrible. I'm like, yo, listen, like, I got to stop. Like, listen, that Trump building on the West Side Highway, overlooking the water.
Bruh.
Kinda scenic.
Park?
Kinda scenic.
The one of the Columbus Circle.
Columbus Circle, yeah.
That Derek Jeter used to bring all those hoes into.
Yeah, give them the gift baskets. Hey, bro, listen.
Man. Hey.
There's certain things that evil people could do and be extremely, you know, productive at. An evil person like Trump is the perfect person to run a fucked up league.
I literally think God had us do this podcast to come up with this idea.
Yo, real talk, man.
This is genius.
I think this is the future. I think we've really figured it out. And I honestly, in my heart, believe that we could convince Trump to do it.
We can do it.
Because here's
the
thing.
Because you know he's not enjoying being president.
He does not like being president.
You know he doesn't like doing that shit.
Because here's the thing. What is Goodell? On some level, he's a dictator.
Yeah.
And Trump would rather be a dictator than a president. He doesn't want to have to deal with Democrats telling him he can't do shit.
All checks and balances.
Votes and all this other nonsense. He just wants to run a business because that's what he's used to doing.
Yes.
And he could have that complete autonomous power in the NFL. Dude, we figured it out.
Go for
2020,
it.
2020, Trump 4, NFL commish.
Flagrant 2 saved the world.
God damn, we out here killing it.
Let it be known.
We out here fucking
stamped.
Killing it.
You shit.
I think that's
world.
It, guys.
We
that's
out. Perfect. That's
we
how
out.
We ended.
That's it.
God bless, yo. Thank you
get
for listening.
Get this damn
to Flagrant
ball rolling, man. Trump for NFL commission. Let's
make
save
it
the
happen.
World.
yo, thank you guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you guys so much. All the people who came out to my live show.
Yeah.
At Gotham
Comedy Club. That shit was dope. Bro. I featured for him. It was crazy. One of his friends, we were downstairs waiting. One of his friends, came to watch him, and then somebody that worked at Gotham came downstairs and was like, hey, your friend wants to watch the show, but we literally don't have a place for him to sit.
Wow.
This is as sold out as
so
we can
hot.
Possibly be.
It was so hot, man. A lot of Flagrant 2 fans in there. So
yes.
Yeah, I felt the love when I got on stage, so thank you to everybody who came out from Flagrant 2.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
So
I like
we
that.
We gotta make some things happen, man. We gotta find a cool live dynamic for Flagrant 2, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna find something out. It'll be cool, but yeah, just thank you guys so much for supporting. There's nothing better than, you know, obviously selling out at home, but just performing at home. You know, like, obviously I don't get to play the garden, but like stand-up is, you know, my space, and to be able to do that in front of people that I identify with and I feel like I represent is the best feeling in the world. So thank you guys so much.
And it's cool because like I'm a fan of you guys too.
Respect.
Like before, like we even like did this podcast, like I was a fan of y'all work and shit.
Commish, not miss.
Commish. I appreciate the eagerness.
He went for it too. Yeah, Alex. Shout out to Alex who does all our video. He had the video ready on deck, about to put on the screen and misspelled the fuck out of it.
Just let it rock. Just play it. Just let it rock now.
Yeah.
Commiss?
He put commiss, M-I-S-S.
No, we're going to.
You commissed with that one.
Shout out to Tanya Vasquez, whoever that is.
That's his shorty, son.
That's shorty?
Shorty.
Hey, I see your work.
Shout out to Faithful Boys, though.
Yeah, Faithful Boys.
Out here. Yeah. Let's go. There, Kaz goes trying to get a fight with his girl again. Kaz staying in a fight with him. Yo, we were almost out of the podcast. Good. It's like that last scene of Casino, you know, where Robert De Niro got away with the crime. And he had to go back to the hotel. That was you. You're about to go home and your girl's going to be a great
friends.
Podcast
like,
this
oh,
week. You
great.
Didn't fuck up. No.
Nope.
Who the fuck is Tanya?
Casino or Heat? I think it was Heat, right?
Heat, my bad. Heat. Yeah, the last scene of Heat.
Yeah.
That's right. The last scene. Asia.
But yeah, like I was saying, I'm a fan of you guys' work and shit.
Likewise, man. Likewise.
I love stand up. I'm a fan of it. So like seeing you guys sell out and put in the work and do all that type of shit, man, it's just really awesome to like be a part of all this together and see it continue to grow. So
appreciate
we're
you,
gonna
man.
Do some things, out, man. So yo, yes, so shout out anything else that you guys got coming up?
Yes, sir, man. This weekend, Henny Palooza, Los Angeles.
Ooh.
We are.
Oh, how long are you gonna be there?
Oh, damn, I'll be there from Friday to Sunday. I think.
Wait a minute. What day is it today?
Today is Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, next weekend.
Next Sunday.
Yes, this weekend coming up. Okay. Henny Palooza LA, our second biggest Henny Palooza of the year on the West Coast. It's going to be crazy. Everybody coming out there. Shout out to LA Leakers and Mecca Austin, the whole crew. Listen to me, Satori Radio, every Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Check out No Script on Bleacher Report on Facebook Watch every Thursday. And keep supporting Flagrant 2.
Oh, shit. My bad. Just one thing I just remembered. My new show on Hulu is coming out this November 16th, right? So, get that free trial. And if you don't, continue after, that's on Hulu. You know what I mean? Like, it's my job to bring you there. It's their job to keep you there. But get that free month trial. Watch it. It's a 7-episode series called There's Johnny. The episode's like 22 minutes, classic. It's a dramedy. It gets some real hardship. It's about when... Johnny Carson, who's the greatest late night show host in the history of late night, moved the Tonight Show from New York to LA in 1972, and it's wild and it's fun, and I think it's really funny. And there's a scene that I'm sure that a lot of you guys will be texting me about and tweeting me about and Instagramming and making memes about. So watch
it. I can't wait.
Watch it. I'm gonna get some comments from friends like, "Whoa, dog, whoa." So we'll see. Yeah, check it out. And that'd be amazing. And then if you want to come up to my stand-up shows, I got a bunch coming up. So go to theandrewschultz.com to get that.
Check out the American Deities podcast. We're still doing our new season. And today, hopefully y'all came out, is the show at Caroline's. So I'll let y'all know next week if y'all are shit or not.
Oh, shit. My bad. I forgot to mention the WrestleRap podcast on the MLW Network. We're putting out 3 episodes this week in honor of Survivor Series coming up. Go check out the last podcast we just did with Ric Flair, especially if you saw the 30 for 30. It was really dope. We'll get it next time. Yeah. And please support that as well. Please.
Please do that. Also, if you listen to... Wester Bros, man. We did a Stranger Things recap, and we put the first one on the Brilliant Idiots feed, but the second part is available on the Wester Bros feed along with the first part. So make sure you sign up to the Wester Bros podcast. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the different podcast apps, SoundCloud that you have. Go check that. It's also on YouTube. Huge shout out to Alex, who does all our video stuff here. You can check out Alex at Alex Media with 2 X's, A-L-E-X-X Media, and that's on Instagram. And keep on getting on his ass if he fucks up, shit all over him, we're not rewarding the bullshit, and if he does a great job, reward it. So thank you guys so much for fucking with us. This is Flavor 2, No Easy Buckets. Spread the word, spread the love. Peace.
God bless.